This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins are back in action tonight, trying to avoid a four-game sweep to the hands of the woeful White Sox. They've taken the first three games of the four-game set. Infielder Royce Lewis, though, had three hits and drove home a run in last night's 4-3 loss. He says he's feeling better at the plate.
When I'm comfortable, it feels like, you know, I'm just having fun playing loose. I'm not, like, you know, thinking about where my hands are or how my steps gonna work or loading, anything like that. I'm just see ball, hit the ball. Like, that's truly how simplified it is right now. And, you know, these pitchers have really good stuff. So as you can tell, that last at-bat, this guy's throwing, you know, cut fastballs at 99. So it's tough to get your pitch sometimes, but it's part of the game.
First pitch tonight is 6:40. The AAA Saints visit Louisville tonight. The Minnesota Lynx put the WNBA's best record on the line this evening. They take on the red-hot Las Vegas Aces, a team with 12 straight wins. The game's in Vegas. It has a 9 o'clock Minnesota time tip-off. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell continues to get his team ready for Monday's season opener at Chicago. He'll have a first-time NFL starting quarterback in J.J. McCarthy and says,
"He's definitely not going to be alone out there from a standpoint of the coaching staff and myself, you know, right there with him. Maybe me too much sometimes in his ear via the coach to quarterback system. But I know those 10 guys in the huddle, regardless of who's in the game. Those guys are excited for number 9 to come in and call that first play."
McCarthy was named one of 8 team captains at the 7:15 kickoff on Monday. Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey made his first college start last week and notched a win over Buffalo. Now he's getting ready for a Saturday matchup against Northwestern State.
I mean, they're a good football team. At the end of the day, they're the next team in the way, and we got to go execute and play our best game of football. I think no matter who you play, every single Saturday is going to require your best. And if you don't look at it that way, then you're wrong. Because at the end of the day, any team can win on any given Saturday, and I think we've learned that throughout the last couple of years of college football.
Kickoff on Saturdays, 11 o'clock. This is MNN Sports.